The Spirit of God is dealing with me about the problems that we have had with demonstration, manifestation, miracles, signs, and wonders. The supernatural. And he has given me a tongue tonight and a mindset and an anointing to change the whole structure of the body of Christ today. To bring the body of Christ back into God's original plan. You will see it so clearly. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. We've got to look at these two verses. Verses 11 and 12. We also have to look at Mark 16. And then I'm going to drop something on you that's going to change you completely. Your anointing will be so strong after the night that demons will tremble when they call your name. And I know this is the Lord. I know it's the Lord. I take liberty tonight. I know it's the Lord. I know this is the Lord. And for 40 years I've been digging and praying and searching and wondering and crying out to God night and day. And finally today, he dropped it on me. Now, we are familiar with these scriptures. We're familiar with these scriptures, but that's not right to be familiar with them. Scriptures carry the ideals of God, which is unlimited. So in Ephesians 4 and 11, you know the fourth chapter, we're talking about ministry, we're talking about the body of Christ there. Now in Ephesians 4, 11, it gives us church government. Delegated authority for the spirit realm. Yes, talk to me up in here. Yes, and so Satan would like for you to disrespect it or not understand why it's there or try to make you say all men are equal. Yeah, right. Yes, right. And then you'll miss that anointing. You'll miss that specialty. Yeah, right. So he says in the 11th verse, and he gave some, the word some is so important, apostles and some prophet. Why do you just keep using some? And some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. All right, that they are. Now, the first point is they must be connected properly. What I said? So important now, they, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, they must be, the pastor, must be connected properly, like a general. What's next? Who went to the army? General? Who top man? A general? And then who next? Colonel? And who next? Huh? Yeah, so these guys to fight a war has to be connected properly and appreciate each other. Trust each other. All right, you listen. Because you're going to have to be with me because we're about to shift. The whole body of Christ about to shift. Now, if the rest don't want to shift, it's up to them. But there's going to be a shifting in the spirit world. And I'm going to prove it by scripture. You will not be able to deny it or you're going to lie to yourself about the scripture. Now notice the 12th verse, what he said these gifts are for. For the perfecting of the saints, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, completing the body of Christ, bringing it to maturity. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, notice the next thing, for the work of the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Something has to be done that the body of Christ can do the work of the ministry properly.
Yes, sir.
There's something they must know in the And the Lord's going to tell us what it is tonight. He's going to reveal it to us. And it's going to change, listen to me, it's going to change your anointing 100%.
Hallelujah.
Every pastor will be more 100% more anointed than they was when they walk in this room tonight.
Hallelujah.
sir.
And if the pastor 100% anointed, and that means the members will come to a 100% anointed. Increase. For the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry. Notice the next thing, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, I'm not going to read all the rest. You know, it comes to the point where every joint supply and that nobody can lie, just tell you anything because you know better. All right? Right? Now, secondly, go to Mark 16 now. Mark 15, 15. What's the last chapter in Mark? 15? 16. Go to Mark 16. You're going to have to be very careful tonight that you are not listening. You got to be very careful because you're going to miss it. Because there's going to be a shift take place in the next 20 or 25 minutes that's going to uproot and upstart the body of Christ. I have a few things I had said. I'll look at them right now. I had a few things I said. And I have one statement I want to make right now. We are about to be a shock to society. The things we're going to learn tonight, the things where we were incomplete, we have been incomplete in, and we got great gifts in the body of Christ, but not knowing this one thing caused that gift to lose percentage. Men and women all over the world were listening to this message from the night, and it will change the history of the church. That's a bold statement, man. And I'm not talking about Leroy either, because I know my insufficiencies, my inadequacies, and I can't even talk. But I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about what the Lord have shared with me, why we're not seeing miracles, signs and wonders and manifestation of the Holy Ghost, demonstration of the Holy Ghost as we should. Because there's a transfer that's been disrespected. Now, in Mark's gospel, you must notice in verse 14 who the Lord was talking to. The Lord was not talking to the whole church.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir. No
doubt. It was 120 in the upper room.
Yes, sir.
But here the Lord is dealing with the apostles. Mm-hmm. After what he appeared unto the 11. You know, Judas had messed up. Who he appeared to?
Yeah.
He said, he didn't say after he appeared to the church. If you try to do something that the 11 was supposed to transfer to you, and you didn't get the transference, you're not going to be able to do it. Body of Christ problem. They read the scriptures and put everybody in it at that point. Therefore, church government has been disrespected and the power has been diluted. I'm going to show you from the scripture how to go back into full power tonight. Every member of the body of Christ, go back into full power. There's a divine way the Lord have set this thing up, and for centuries the church has violated because she didn't know no better. We got a lot of prayer warriors, intercessors, supplicators, praisers, worshipers, musicians. We got all kind of people in the body of Christ, real gifted. But the gift, those gifts can't take you there. After what he appeared unto the 11 and said at meat, upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, verse 17 Verse 17 going to have to be a focus point, mocking your Bible. You're going to mock it. You're going to mock it. This is the greatest lie the church ever been telling. There haven't been no sign, and very few. And that, compared to us numerically, compared to the church at large, we don't have no sign. So this verse is very pivotal because I'm going to bring it to other verses that are going to prove the fact that there's a transfer that must be properly made for the church to be in great power under great graces. Yes, yes. And these signs, you see, signs, shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongue. They shall take up serpent. Oh, my, man. Man, if they drink any deadly thing, you see that? I can't hardly drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover. Right? That's what it said, right?
That's what it said.
Go back to Ephesians 4:11 and 12. Go back to Ephesians 4:11 and 12. Talk to the Bible. Go back to Ephesians 4:11 and 12. You see these five offices, right? You see in the 12 verse what they were supposed to do? Do you see that? No, we just beginning. You see that? If you see that, hallelujah. But we just beginning here tonight. You're going to see some things tonight that going to bring the supernatural to your step. Satan's job is to get you to disrespect what God respects. Satan's job is to pull you from God's original plans and purposes. Now you see those verses akin. Ephesians 4:11 and 12, they're akin with Mark 16 now. Mark 16 cannot happen without Ephesians 4:11 and 12. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. I'm about to take another turf here now, but you this is the way God designed it. All right, you see that. All right, let's go on. Now go back to Mark. I want to read some more because, boy, I got some things I want to get to, but I can't rush, and I'm asking the Holy Ghost to help me. But do you see this? Do you see that church government, not worldly government, not politics, not organization, not denomination, but the government that the Lord has set up, spiritual government, where heaven to earth government. We are supposed to be ruling and reigning through the abundance of graces and the gift of righteousness. Am I right? That's what the word says, abundance of graces and gift of righteousness. We're supposed to be reigning in life. You cannot reign without the supernatural. You cannot reign. The body of Christ cannot reign without signs. And when we all these songs we're singing, it's fine. But and all we're getting happy, that's fine. But you can't reign with songs. You got to have something. Let me use a word: superlative happening. Something happening out of the ordinary to draw attention to God. Woo! What? Not to you. To draw attention to God. It happened. It's such a wonder. People know you didn't do it. See, there's a way. I'm telling you tonight. The Lord is showing us. You see, let me tell you what. Let me give this to you, and then you'll be better online with me. What I'm dealing with is releasing fresh apostolic anointing on the body of Christ for fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. Get those words down. Don't sit there and look at me. You ain't here for no meditation. Listen. Releasing fresh apostolic anointing on the body of Christ for fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. Notice the book of Acts. In all writing of the book of Acts, they said the Acts of the Apostles. Doesn't it? In most Bible, it said the Acts of the Apostles. It actually, the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the Apostles. Passed down, now this you might want to get this off your plate. Passed down to the other fourfold ministry. Then passed down to the body of Christ.
Yes.
The body of Christ is not going to get it without the fivefold ministry gift. And if the fivefold ministry gift messed up, it means that the body of Christ messed up. If the fivefold ministry gift are weak, that means the body of Christ are weak. If the fivefold ministry has a form of godliness, and denying the power of ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth, that means the body of Christ is going to be the same way. We cannot have no more than one superstar. And his name is Jesus, because he's the only one got up from the grave. And he the head of the fivefold ministry gifts makes up Jesus. I feel like a champion tonight. The fivefold ministry gift. If you're a pastor, apostle, prophet, pastor, you making up Jesus. It takes all five of us to make up Jesus.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. You go by yourself, you're not there. And so you're back to that, who the head man, the general?
General.
Yeah, you go back to the general. Now, listen to what we're doing. On every pastor, every ministry here tonight, if you want to accept it, if you want to accept it, it's up to you. But the Lord told me release a fresh, and the church have not seen it at large, a fresh apostolic anointing on the body of Christ. Now, look, listen to what he's saying for what? For fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. Here, watch what I say now. The Holy Ghost was not through acting in the book of Acts. The Acts was to train you how to act. You got that? There must be some acts going on today from the anointing as the same acts that went on in the book of Acts. That miracles, good God Almighty, signs and wonders could be taking place today like popcorn. Many people are not saved because we have not enough advertisement. The supernatural is the advertisement that Jesus is still on the scene through the fivefold ministry gift down to the church. A transfer would be made in here tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down. The Spirit of God said to me, it is time to release fresh apostolic anointing on the body of Christ. And he said this way to me, and take notes as it can help you. He says, a kingdom government anointing will release the body of Christ into miracles, signs, and wonders. A kingdom government anointing. In other words, God said, back to my original plan, back to what I intended, back to how I set it up, and break up all these organizations that have set it up another way, and go back to my original plan. And you're going to see the glory of God. You're going to see the power of God. You're going to see demonstration. You're going to see manifestation. You're going to see the gift of the Spirit. You're going to see things moving like never before in my power and in my glory. But you got to go back to my original plan. And my original plan is that I chose five offices.
Yes.
My
I tell you, this might hurt. What's a 220 line to 110, right? If the body of Christ, if the ministers don't know God's divine order, they are 110 line.
Huh?
So therefore, the people are going to remain 110.
Yeah.
But when the ministers recognize that they are 220, they're going to pass down, then the membership going to be 220 line. Then the power and the glory will be everywhere. It don't have to just be where the minister is. It could be in the people. The people got... pop!
Yes.
Yes.
They don't understand church government. Culture of honor. Spirit of honor. Let me get that statement again because I want you to write this statement down. We are about to be a shock to society. We're about to place a stone in the kingdom of darkness program. You know the stone? Who's the head of the corner? Huh? The chief cornerstone? Yeah, we're about to release him. He ready, boy. Jesus ready. Jesus said, oh, Leroy, go ahead, boy. I'm going to be with you. Teach him that. Show it to him. But here it is. If you don't recognize this, where there's no respect, there can be no release. Where there's no respect, he that honors the prophet receive a prophet reward. He that honors a righteous man receive a righteous man reward. So because we have not known in the way the structure have been set up, because we have not known, we have not had the respect that we should have for the five, four Michigan. I'm going to tell you why. Because they haven't had much respect for themselves. Everybody trying to be a hero, almost hit a Negro. Everybody trying to be a hero, and they're not respecting the office. Not pastors and ministers, to a certain degree, you're gonna have much of them tonight. Because the office have not known how to respect themselves. Because if they're not properly connected, the church that you pastor will never be properly connected. Follow me in the scriptures. I'm gonna go to the scriptures. It's gonna get heavy in here, and I don't know how long I'm gonna preach. It's Friday night. And so this anointing had to be passed tonight. It's our last night, and I think God won't pass this anointing. And I feel it coming on. I just hope the Holy Ghost, let me stand a while. And I'm about to fall out. Because I see it already. And you know, it's a powerful statement. It said, every person on the sound of my voice will have the opportunity to have a 100% raise in their anointing. Because once you understand this, the fight is over. Once you understand this, it become a body of Christ takeover. Now, don't feel bad because you didn't get the revelation I'm giving it. Don't feel bad. Don't be looking at me like I ain't saying nothing. I know I'm saying something. Just, the Lord just chose to give it to me. So you just sit down there and take it. These signs follow those that also believe in my government. Got that? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's be seated. Let's go to work. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12. No sign, no apostle. Now, you could be a young apostle, and you're getting started. You get under an older apostle. And he trained you until the signs start working. I got some of these young boys, they're potential apostles. I know it in LTMA. I'm going to work with them.
Yes, sir.
But I got to set them down right now and look at them mean and see if they really trust me as their apostle. They got the apostle anointing. I know some of them got the apostle anointing on them. But we've got to walk through this thing. I'm not the only apostle in the world, but I am one of them. And I got signs for it. 2 Corinthians. What I told you, 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians? That seemed like something I want to be talking about right now. You got the voice? That seemed like that voice, before I get there, do it seem like something we need to be talking about here tonight? Yeah, I just want to make sure, you know, before I get to the voice. Now watch what it says. Keep it with me. Now remember what we've talked about already. We've talked about Ephesians 4, 11, and 12, right?
Yes, sir.
We've talked about Mark 16, and the Holy Ghost made the clarity in this house tonight that the ministry gifts themselves must be connected, right?
Yes,
sir. And then the body must be connected right to the ministry gift.
Amen.
Yes, y'all with me here?
Yes,
y'all, are y'all in agreement with this?
Yes,
that's the only way the revelation, demonstration, manifestation, miracles, signs, and wonders going to be like they were in the book of Acts that is recorded. Acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles. He who connects to the apostle properly will be channeled into a different and a higher anointing.
I receive it.
Truly the signs of a pastor.
Yes.
The acts of the pastor, the acts of the evangelist, the acts, the book of Acts, the acts of the teacher.
No.
Come on.
No.
True to the signs of an apostle. Don't feel bad. I went many years in ministry. Lord Jesus had no idea about this. My ministry could be a whole lot further than what it is now if I wouldn't have been dumb so long. You can laugh because you're in it too. True to the signs of an apostle. You looking at it?
Yes.
What's wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Signs, wonders, and mighty deeds, right? Come on, say signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. We're not seeing that in the body of Christ, that's for sure. We've seen it some. I admit that. But man, it's sparrow. It's like picking Pokemon on the tree. All the Pokemon still in the tree.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my brother used to go up there and put a stick and make them fall to the ground. And that's what we're about to do. The American stuff up in the tree, we're going up the tree tonight. And they're going to fall down in your church Sunday morning. And your people are going to be so glad. They're going to ask you when the next camp meeting. Go again. Go next week. Call up Pastor and tell them get another camp meeting going. We got to have this twice a year. Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Acts chapter 2 now, verse 43. Acts 2:43. We're going to act a clown in here tonight.
What?
Acts 2:43, but a good clown.
Yeah.
Acts 2:43. Mm-hmm. And fear can't, and they, look at verse 42. Verse 42. Verse 42. Verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer, and fear came upon every soul, respect, you know, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. The mouth of two or three witnesses, the Bible said, let every word be established. I don't know how in the world I've been reading this Bible all these years and didn't see this. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's an ego trip. I guess it's how you train when you first get called. I guess who you be around. They don't know nothing. You ain't going to know nothing. I don't know what happened. I've been around some of the greatest men in the world, but I hadn't seen this. All right. We're going to add more fuel to it. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. And then we'll go to works and principles. I just want you to see it. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. Great power, great grace. Great power, say great power, great grace. Oh, I'm just getting started, brother. Listen. Listen, man. Listen. Releasing fresh apostolic anointing on the body of Christ for fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I just had to shorten it up, but I had to say this whole thing. For fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. Now, all right. Go to Acts 5:12. Acts 5:12. Say, Lord, I'm about to bite this bait. I'm about to get hooked. If the apostle show me a little more, I'm going to bite this bait. And I'm going to change everything in my spirit world. Because God now know I know. He know I knows. Acts 5:12. Why do they keep saying this? Why does scripture keep saying this? How we left this out? Acts 5:12. And by the hands of the apostles. We're back at Mark 16, you know. In divine order, it has to be transferred. Even though you have the capacity because the Holy Spirit lives in you, but the Lord set it up that way. It can't be a bunch of Indian with no chief. Because the squaws going to mess the whole tribe up. Somebody got to stop. Why you got to say the squall? Somebody got to stop him. And by the hand of the apostle was many signs and wonders wrought among the people. They were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. After the apostle Paul was converted, but Paul gave the church trouble, boy. There's a scripture I want to read to clarify some things. After the apostle Paul was converted from a renegade, and then he became an apostle. Turn to Acts 9:31. And I think this scripture carried more principle than we give to it. Because I believe there's a rest going to come on the body of Christ when we know we can get it done. When we know we're in full power. Say full power. And to have full power, even in a car, the plugs have to be connected. Watch this now. In Acts 9:31, it is talking about after Paul stopped all of his fighting against the church, but yet I believe there's another statement being made in here that when the body of Christ get lined up right with this fresh anointing for fresh acts in the Holy Ghost and the connection is made properly and the anointing is proper. Watch this, 9:31. Then had the churches rest. The churches, from this verse, the church cannot have rest unless she becomes supernatural. Every member begin to realize that they are a supernatural being and they can speak and mountain must obey them. Not just say it, but start seeing mountain moving. The church is not going to have rest until she recognizes and actualizes that they are the devil's master. The devil knew Jesus. Why would they cry out, oh, why you come to cast us out ahead of time? All right, Jesus, get over them hogs and go on. Great, I'm going to let you go today. It's a bad boy who let the devil go. Just get in the horse. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, get in the hole. I'm going to let you. I'm going to give you all permission. Go ahead in the hole. All they're showing us is that he was in charge. See? But the devil knew who Jesus was. They knew who Paul was. But a lot of us in the body of Christ, you don't even know us. You saved, but you don't have the power. So you walk in the room, devil said, there come a church member. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Don't say he's not talking to me too fast, because I'd like to have some reports on your miracles and your signs and your wonders and how many people you raised from the dead and et cetera. I want to know what you have done. I ain't talking about might, maybe. You can't see it. I won't see something. I ain't talking about have faith in me. I ain't have no faith in you. What have you done? What sign you wearing? I heard somebody say it's my pastor's fault. It's my apostle's fault. My pastor got such an ego he can't submit to nobody. He just submit to organizations. But they get together and trying to get a big number. Have a lot of meeting trying to raise some money. Man say I have 200 or 300 people in a meeting and come home with 80, 90, sometimes $100,000, sometimes $125,000. He said, man, I ain't never seen that many few people give that much money. It wasn't that the Lord did it. Then they had these big conventions. When Brother Hagin came here, before he went home to be the Lord, he said, this is the largest offering I ever received. We paid for everything. Yeah. We gave him almost $500,000. We paid for all the expenses, food, hotel, gas, everything. Yeah. He said, Brother Tom, this is the largest. I've been from the largest. This is the largest finance I ever received in my ministry. I'm glad I was able to do it before he went home to be with the Lord. Yeah. Now, Acts 9:31, then had the churches rest throughout all Judah and Galilee and Samaria. And was what? Edified. And what? Edified. It was built up, right? You got to be properly built up to act in the Holy Ghost. Huh? All right. And it says, and walking in the fear of the Lord. Some of y'all ain't got no fear of the Lord. Y'all just get up and walk out. The hell with it. I'm just gone. Do anything you want to do. No respect for the pastor. No respect for the men of God. A prophet walking the floor. An apostle walking the floor. You go to sleep with your crazy self. You should have slept last night. Man, that man can say one word can change your whole family, change your whole lifestyle. We got to come to the point that we recognize expecting to receive something. We've been in so many dead servants, now we think all servants dead. We think it's the same old thing now. We're going to sing a few songs, he's going to read a few scriptures, and we're going to have a little shout and we're going home.
Yes, sir.
No, I want you here tonight expecting to receive something. The Holy Ghost is obligated to help me tonight. He's obligated. He put me out here in his waters. He got to help me tonight. He want to help me tonight. And everybody going to feel something before you leave here tonight. You're not only going to hear it, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel that your anointing has changed. You're going to feel a boldness that you never felt before in your life. You're going to be so boisterous. Come on out, devil. Show yourself. Come on out. Shoot your best shot. I'm ready for you now. Shoot your best shot. I know how to use this sword. Now you come. Bring yourself out. Come on out. Challenge me. Get out. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. In the comfort of the Holy Ghost, here's what it means. It means that all the fruit's working, the fruits are growing, and the gifts are flowing. It means that the ministry gifts are in place, and the body of Christ has come together as one man. As one man. For where a house divided, it should not stand. But as division and strife. So God have it set up. And then it gives on the end of this verse, it say what? Multiply. Come on, pastors. Multiply. Multiply. That's a multiplying factor. All right, now. Let's go back to the books of the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the Acts of the Apostles. Acts 19. Acts 19. I was awakened 2 weeks ago. I started praying for camp meeting way ahead of time. I was awakened 2 weeks ago, and God spoke this voice to me. And I got up. I had to go get this voice. I had to get my Bible and look at it. And God was trying to get my attention for the night.
Yes, sir.
The 11th voice. He was trying to get my attention for the night. He's trying to get my attention for the night. You're trying to get my attention for the night, I said. The 11th verse said, and God, look at it, come on, Sam. And God did what? Wrought what?
Special miracle.
Special miracle by the hand of Paul. Who is Paul? An apostle. Wonder can Paul hang, transfer that anointing to somebody else? That came on the spot. I had that, but see, I read this verse. I didn't see that. But now the Lord said tonight, he wrought special hand. You know about a law. You know about a laying on of hand, right? So if the Lord works special miracles by the hand of Paul, Paul was anointed for special miracles.
Yes, sir.
And if somebody lined up with Paul right, Paul has the right to transfer the special miracle anointing that on his life on that person who connected with it.
Yes, sir. This is very good. This is very good.
That is only a glimpse, my brothers and sisters, of the Spirit of God trying to tell us how the flow goes. Come on, I'm gonna convince you some more. Sit down. One of the greatest lessons about how to activate fresh works from the Holy Ghost is found in the book of Acts, in the 13th chapter of Acts. We got so many ministers go astray. And they don't respect their fathers, whom God has said to be their fathers, and they become renegades in nature because they think somebody holding them back, and so we have to know how the Lord operate, and in Acts 13 it shows how He operate, because if you do anything before the Holy Ghost tell you do it, you're on your own.
Come on now.
How you going to pray for anointing you out of order? So Acts 13, I always recognize it. I try to minister to young ministers and let them know Acts 13 is real. And if God has something for you to do, He going to send you out on time. And then you won't go get a little storefront church and stay 25 years. After 4 years, if something ain't doing something, you need to burn it down. Start all over again. What did it say about that tree? What if three of that tree, right? Yeah, I know, man. We hush. Somebody calling my name. Act 13, man. Man, listen. If the body of Christ, I know you're gonna catch it. Everybody, you're gonna get it. But if the body of Christ, I got a lot of people watching by internet and all over the world, different countries, bishops, pastors, all, and then we got secret disciples. Secret disciples that you'll never know they're watching. They want to send something, but they can't send it because their seed's going to tell who they are. Acts 13 is a powerful revelation of how the transfer can be made. Good God Almighty. You're preaching, Leroy. How the transfer can be made. Come on. We about to hit the biggest anointing in this room tonight. Listen, I've been preaching 50 minutes. I'm not stopping now. Y'all gonna rub me down with alcohol or something. Because the body of Christ, y'all ain't, we ain't leaving y'all without this message. It's too much. It's too much to play with. And it's a transition. It's a transfer. It's a transitional period in the body of Christ. It's a positioning, et cetera, et cetera. Very simple. I've said enough for you to see it already, but I want to take you further and show you how to work. Come on, let's go. Let's go to work. Now, there was in the church that was at Antioch, voice one, certain prophet and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manion, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Now, verse 2 is very important. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. You got to wait on the Holy Ghost. If you're going to see signs, miracles, and wonders, if you're going to function in the supernatural, the Holy Ghost is the general of the supernatural. And if he don't give no orders, don't go out. And many times his orders come through your pastor. If you got a good pastor, you better praise the Lord right now. You better praise the Lord. You got a good pastor, you better praise the Lord. You better praise the Lord. You better praise the Lord. Now look. Sit down a minute. Listen to me. I receive some. Listen to me. And they ministered, verse 2, to the Lord and fast. And the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. That's the way it's supposed to happen in the local church. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. How they left? Fast and prayed and did what? Laid their hand on them. Then what? Let me show you how this works. Now, Brian is my security man, but he's a man of God. He had a church, and he decided to shut it down and come get under me and stay with me until the Lord said different. I had a funeral to do the other day. Now, I got other ministers here. I had a funeral to do. Where was that funeral did at? Where you preach that funeral at? In Baton Rouge. And, you know, she told me, send the minister of my charge. So I sent Brian. I said, Brian, I want you to go do that funeral. I want you to preach because when I came to Mount Zion, my pastor had sent me to Mount Zion, and when I come there, they heard me, and that's why they elected me pastor. See, a man of God who has some influence can get you in places you've never been before. See, all Brian doing is just serving. He don't want nothing, just serving, but God's constantly promoting him. God, I can trust him. I can trust Brian. I knew he was going to go there and do that funeral right. He wasn't going to act a fool, and he wasn't going to let nobody clown, because he carried my spirit, carried my anointing. So I just wanted him, in case somebody looking for a pastor, and him and I, he ain't going to take it. I ain't going to preach for him. He come back and talk to me for it. You've done it before already. But you when I hear from you, you done preached a sermon over there, and you know, you're all that now. I'm a pastor too. Pastor bastard. I'm a bastard pastor. I'm a pastor. That's right. I'm a bastard evangelist. I go preach when I get ready. I don't consult with my pastor. The church across town called me to come preach. I'm going to preach. He ain't holding me back. No. No, you tell him, say, so-and-so call me to preach. He said, no, don't go there. Huh, holding me back. He preaching every Sunday. You don't supposed to be in a man church going out preaching without telling him you go and preach. That's good government. That's good government in place here.
This is good. This is good.
Verse 4, look at verse 4. So they, I thought the men sent them. But I thought they sent them. God sent them through the Holy Ghost, through the men. God sent them through the Holy Ghost. The men got intact, in touch with the Holy Ghost. They was ministered to them and prayed. The Holy Ghost came because they was praising him. Then the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, send him out.
Yeah. Come on.
I got him.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Wow.
And they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed into Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
My. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. This boy in the middle of a revival, God called him out, sent him to a desert. Did me the same thing. Sent me to Darrow. I said, Lord, I really thought you was going to use me. All this study, I've been praying and studying for all these years. He said, I'm going to send him from the east, the west, the north, and the south. I'm going to buy them cars, put gas in it. They're going to be glad to drive. He said, when plan lands in Louisiana, they're going to be asking, where is Darrell? Here we are. It's impossible for this to happen without God's hand on it. It's impossible for that man to be all the way from Africa come to Darrell. That's impossible. Washington, D.C., Illinois, Ohio, Chicago, New York. Impossible. Look at another scripture here. Our God is an awesome God. Boy, that time passed so fast tonight. Man. In verse 29, so you had to be conducted by the Spirit after he called him. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Then the Holy Spirit be responsible, you see. Then look what happened in verse 39. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. I mean, transporting him supernaturally. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing, Acts 10:38, went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. He healed them all, didn't he? Huh? I said, did he heal them all? Acts 10:44. Cornelius' house. The Holy Ghost fell on him. Acts 11:15, the Holy Ghost fell on him. Acts 10:45. Poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:1-4. 1-4. Day of Pentecost, filled with the Holy Ghost. A mighty rushing wind. Suddenly, a mighty tongues like as a fire set on them, and the Spirit give them utterance, and they spoke in tongues. First devil attack case they walked upon with that man at that gate with that cup.
Yes, sir.
First time to show what God has put on my life. They said to him, under the authority of the Holy Ghost, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. You see, that lame man jumped up. And religion says, God, they've turned something else loose beside us around here. We've been going to prayer. We've been passing this man up because they ain't had no power. It was out of divine order. Now, Lord, help me here. Because I'm about to make some enemies. Most churches, local churches, has no power. All they know how to do is sing and read the Bible and tell stories. Full of the Holy Ghost. Look at Acts 6:10 and Luke 21:15. Never should have never let you come to this convention. Oh, this can't be. Acts. Look at it. We're gonna look at these two verses because this is where we should be. Oh my goodness, man. If we connect properly, this is where we're going.
Yes.
See, this boy was connected properly.
Right.
He was on the apostle.
Yes.
And so they taught him and touched him. Acts 6:10. This is where we should be. And they all organized religion. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which he spake. Now, I hope my anointing don't drop, but I'm about to say something. In this city, you know, a lot of them, because they don't understand the walk of this church, they have a little disrespect for it. But, you know, after passing, you're seeing six coaches. And the church, seven coaches. And the churchyard full of cars, and you dumb enough to still pass by. That's asinine, man. I was sneaking in and see what. Why all these people up in here, man?
What's going on?
This kind of service will stop you from going to garage sale. You'll be delivered from the garage sale. I despise buying folks old stuff. Stuff they done wore till they're tired, and a sofa seat they've been sitting on watching television for 10 years, and I'm going to go buy it. I don't know what kind of spirit in that sofa seat. You need to start buying some new stuff. Seven coaches, you're a Christian. Seven coaches. I saw seven coaches and the churchyard full and people line up to come in, and I'm going to pass by and say, I got my church. Nobody wants your church, but you need to know something going on. You come tonight, you'll come to the place of Acts 6:10. You come to that position tonight. Look at Luke 21:15. You come to this position tonight. When divine order, when church government is in order, when the government know how to be government, and when the people know how to submit to the government, but the government got to know how to govern. And have to know that God got divine orders, and watch this now, I held this as long as I could. God has ranks. R-A-N-K-S. Now, a lot of ministers are on the towels. They submit to somebody because they wear a towel. Or they submit because it's a large crowd with a big name. But my members who are listening to me, I'll put them in any crowd and say, go for it. Go for it. You saw 21:15, what it said? Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom. Now, all that come by the divine order. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay nor resist. Powerful, man. Powerful. Now, let's stir ourselves back. I'm going to talk about the anointing for a few minutes. Releasing fresh apostolic anointing on the body of Christ for fresh acts of the Holy Ghost. The acts came through the apostles to train the church. And the apostles was to train ministers. And they was to become one. Because it's taking nothing from a pastoral authority. It's taking no power from pastors. Pastors got connection with God just like an apostle. But it's God order. There were some men in the army were smarter than the general. But you can't take his stars, man. You got to take orders from him because he got the stars. Are you following me? We just need to, Holy Spirit, just help us to understand it. We're not in competition. Just help us to lock in on one another. And when, Lord, help us. I'm going to say something. Lord, help me to know that I'm looking at and I'm listening to a real apostle. Help me. No, I'm serious about this. Lord, help me to know that tonight. I'm tired of this foolishness. I need to walk in my power. I need to walk in the anointing that I see in the Bible. There are scriptures I never get to. There are scriptures I know, but my life can never get there. It's because Satan has pulled the greatest scheme he ever pulled. It, among the fivefold ministry, give not them the walking order. Therefore, the church. But tonight, you who are on the side of my voice, I'm going to lay my hand on every pastor here tonight. Every pastor for sure. I know it's work, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Bless God. I'm going to do it. I came here in mind to do it. Because after preaching this, After preaching this, they'll have a deeper respect for an anointing that's coming down line through God. Now, Pastor, you don't want to get in this line if I call it. If you don't want to get in line, I understand, man. You already got it. I understand. I'm serious. I'm not making no fun. I'm not playing no game. Because I got to say it this way because I want to hit the person who's just coming and don't want to come. Because you're gonna mess up the next man anointed. Because when I touch you, I'm going to have to reshift to get back in forward. If you don't believe I am an apostle, don't come forward. If you don't believe I have signs and wonders in my life, you see it every day, don't come forward. If you don't believe God sent me for this hour, this time to change the life of the ministry, don't come forward. If you don't believe something's going to happen when I put my hand on you after preaching this message, don't come forward. I appreciate you not coming. I gotta get something else. Something else I want to say before I close. What happened when the Holy Ghost is in charge? The Holy Spirit, sit down a few minutes, then I'm gonna lay hand on these pastors. The Holy Spirit is the source of all anointing. The Holy Spirit is the source. I'm not the source. You not the source. The Holy Spirit is the source. But the Holy Spirit also gonna respect what the Father set up. All right? He's not gonna skip nothing for you. Acts 4:13. I'm just gonna send you some scripture and make some statements. The anointing turns common men into uncommon men. They took note of them. They looked like ignorant and unlearned men, but they took note of them that they had been with Jesus. Look at that Acts 4:13. They had a boldness about them because they were not common men anymore. They were uncommon because they were smack dab in the middle of what God wanted them to do. Yes, and see, God needed somebody who wasn't afraid of organized religion. Yes. Organized religion have tried to bury me 50 times, but I came up on the third day every time. Yes. So they just got tired. They said, I ain't gonna try to bury him no more. I'm just gonna let him slide, man. Just leave him alone. Let's leave him alone. Let's see if he's gonna run out of money. Let's not get him to preach. So he can go dry. Then he can find out, you know. No, you can't do that because you're not my soul. It's God, my soul. I'm just trying to show you. Happen all the time. Happen all the time. When I give God the glory, somebody got some money wrapped up in a bag somewhere. And this is a demonstration to you. What I just said. Let me see if you're going to run out of money. How am I running out of money if people bring me bags of money all the time? Ain't nobody receiving no offering now. This is a demonstration of being an apostle finances. That money just come. Lady came from Atlanta, Georgia. There's a $500 check here. Lady had a $700 check starting in the middle of my service. 40 people brought $700. Lady flew in from Atlanta, Georgia, and sat down on the second chair. She had a bag with her. She brought me a bag of money and said, I can't stay for the service. I go back and catch my plane. I'll see you. Had another lady used to bring bags of money in a raw crown bag. Purple. Huh? What it was, raw what? Crown raw bag. I've been gone so long, Melvin. I used to know what they all were, but and she did it for months. Them purple bags, pretty bag. I got some of them bags yet, but they were full of money. What is it? It's a demonstration. You know why the Lord has to demonstrate money in the church so much? He got so much for us to do We need millions and millions and millions of dollars to do it. We can't be messing around with these little offerings and popcorn sale and washing cars and all that food. We ain't got time for that. Let the 4-H Club do that. And the Mason and the Eastern Star, let them wash cars and stuff like that. We the body of Christ. I ain't scared of no Mason. Shoot. You talking to me? It's the body of Christ got to do this work. Come on. Come on. Let me show you another one. The anointing is the power of God in any given situation. It removes burdens. Isaiah 10:27. It destroys yoke that the enemy tried to place on you. The anointing stops any progress of your enemy immediately. The anointing is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. The anointing, watch this, Janet. The anointing creates fear in the heart of demonic spirits. What you say? I said anointing creates fear in the hearts of demonic spirits. Why? All the week we've been here, all the week, why nobody ain't jump up ack-a-jack in here? Come on, thus said the Lord. I said, you better make sure the Lord's saying that. Go ahead on, finish it. And it wasn't the Lord. I said, it wasn't the Lord. Sit down. He said, the spirit know they can't act up in here and go to jump up and doing stuff. I'll have you hauled out of here. I've had a lady. I told her, that she on my Bible study, she got her child. They playing checkers or something up in the church. She said, I'll never pay you no mind. Been in the church a long time. Now, she was mad at me because her husband had done something. And I told her, you know, you just walk on. He's going to be the rest of his life. He did get out, you know. He would have got hung if I wouldn't have went to his trial. I went to his trial, and I asked the lawyer. I said, can you call him in the back? I said, man, look, you did that. I said, that prosecuting attorney is saliving at his mouth. You will never see daylight again unless you tell the truth. Then he turned into another man. He was always a quiet, meek man. He turned into a man of anger. I never seen him before, but then he admitted he did it. And so he was able to plead his case. He out today. But he don't even respect me. He don't even speak to me when he look at him. Don't get mad at me. I wasn't there when you shot the man. This is crazy, man. People crazy. You try to help them, they get crazy because they ain't a natural. You see what I'm saying? What I was talking about before I got to talk about it crazy. The anointing creates fear in the heart of demonic spirit. They are subject to that anointing, the power of God. When the anointing begins to flow and be released through you, any plan Satan has concocted is immediately sabotaged and destroyed. Hallelujah. See, when we get it right, Satan does not fear you, but rather that anointing which flows through you. The anointing, you listening? Is the fragrance of the Holy Spirit within you. When you operate in anointing, the demons smell the Holy Ghost. They smell something burning. They smell fire. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Give me a few more minutes. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus enabled him to heal the sick and cast out devils. Acts 10:38 again. Jesus knew, listen to me, that the anointing of the Spirit would enable the disciples to stand up against anything. Turn to Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Samaria, and the utmost part of the world. First John 2:27. The Holy Spirit imparts a specific anointing which abide within you. With that anointing on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit is an enablement to surrender your will to God. then it is a supernatural power to follow after God with all your heart. I better say that again, because see, you don't cast demon out first. You must surrender first. Surrender to God's divine order first. Because if you don't surrender to God's divine order, the demon gonna strip your clothes off you like he did the sin of Sceva and send you running, because demons do have power. But those who function by the Holy Ghost have greater power. The Holy Spirit is an enablement to surrender your will to God. And it's a supernatural power to follow after God with all your heart. Man. Y'all listen, because some of y'all are guilty of this. It is important to avoid any criticism of those who carry the anointing of the Holy Spirit. What did he say? Touch not. It is a dangerous thing to treat lightly that supernatural anointing. The Holy Spirit, you listening? Chooses the person he anoints. And the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit give me money coming. Why he couldn't give it to some big minister, Lord? Why he couldn't give it to somebody I was following? Come on. Come on, Dad. No, the Lord choose who he want.
Right.
The anointing that you respect is the anointing that grows in your life. When you respect the anointing for healing, the miracle of healing begin to flow. When you respect an anointing for financial breakthrough, chain will fall off your life, and ideas and favor will flow like current night and day unstoppable.
Yeah.
When you treasure the anointing for revelation, knowledge will explode within you like a volcano. You listen?
Yes, sir.
When you respect those who are anointed, access will be given. Access you couldn't get by yourself.
Right.
Access that come on the kingdom government.
Yeah.
Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus about to make a change in my life tonight.
Now you know I preach
enough for you to see this. You got to see this.
Yes,
see, it's the acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles. I'm going to tell you how sweet this is. You can't want this. God got to give it to you. You can't want to be an apostle. You got to be somebody like Jeremiah or Isaiah. Say, God, why me? You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm trying to close. The Holy Spirit select his anointed. He chose first Saul to be king of Israel, and then he selected David to follow the kingship of Saul. The anointing you respect is the anointing that grew in your life. I said that earlier, right?
Yes,